it seemed a violation of everything that his adopted home country stood for. Disbelief had gripped his family, and so together they sat in a huddled mass, trying to figure out what in the world had happened. Two planes and two towers. Hundreds of thousands of lives lost. His first instinct was to get on the phone, try to track down his cousin. 4 hours spent clinging to the phone, trying to get through to the newspaper. It was supposed to be his day off, the baby's birthday. Finally, he reached his cousin Larry, who promptly announced he was going to New York to cover the situation. He was incensed. New York was far too dangerous. He could be killed. What would he tell Jennifer if he died? But his cousin insisted, even after Balky used his most pleading voice. 1 year later, they stood in their communal yard, children and parents united and singing the national anthem, candles in their hands. Over the year, in the courage of the many who worked in New York and even in that of his own cousin, Balky had come to understand what it was like to be an American, to be really, truly free. All actors and proprietized by themselves, Balky and all PS characters were created by and are the property of Lorimar Television Incorporated with temporary license to Viacom and TV Land. This piece of fan fiction is not intended to misrepresent actual events and bear no resemblance to any events that has ever occurred in reality past or present. It is not meant to disparage the used characters trademarked or used persons. No copyright infringement is intended, and the author is not making any money off the publication of the story.